Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gary Smith, Tulane beat reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of thewavereport.com. Gary, man, Tulane went on the road, I thought, put on a valiant effort, almost knocked off the number two team in the country, in the Oklahoma Sooners. Had a chance inside of 2 minutes. I know there's no such thing as moral victories, but man, what a showing.
Yeah, it was incredible when you consider all the distractions, Tulane having to relocate to Birmingham because of Hurricane Ida, practicing there, then going to Norman, Oklahoma, falling down 37-14 at the half and coming back. And sure, when they got that onside kick, they had a real chance to win the game because that was how they had to do it. They needed to score in the final seconds and go ahead, sort of like Dallas needed to do last night against New England. They scored too early. The Saints in New England, Tampa Bay. The Saints needed Tulane needed to score that touchdown, and if they'd have scored, they probably would have won the game, and it would have been an incredible, the biggest win in school history by ranking. And it was a really impressive, tough showing with a terrific performance by quarterback Michael Pratt, but they didn't win. And so the key is to build off of that. They can't rest on their laurels. They can't think, wow, we've arrived because we almost beat Oklahoma. They have to keep playing hard, go back to the well. And this week they're going to kill Morgan State in Birmingham. Morgan State's a terrible football team, but the one they're looking at is they play Ole Miss in 2 weeks at Ole Miss. That's a tough game. Ole Miss is, I think, ranked 20th in the country. Tulane has to find a – if they need to play every bit as well as they played in the second half against Oklahoma, against Ole Miss, and then they'll have something to brag about, an actual win against a team that Willie Fritz has never beaten a Power 5 conference team in his coaching career. That's just going to be a tremendously huge game for Tulane going to Oxford in 2 weeks.
Gary, you mentioned Michael Pratt. Man, is that cat tough. Mm-hmm. That is one tough dude.
It's unbelievable. I think Tyron Mathieu tweeted during the game, that's one tough dude. Pratt, he takes too many hits. That's a fact, but that's part of his competitiveness. He wants to win so badly, there were about two or three times I thought he might be coming out of the game against Oklahoma. Obviously, the first one when he had his helmet knocked off, when he ducked his head and kind of took just a massive blow. He was fine after that. And honestly, he was limping around the field in the second half, and that was when he was playing his best football. Tulane was terrific in the second half, and Pratt was terrific in the second half. He is one tough dude, like you said, and that's huge because that's the type of thing. That is the type of thing that Tulane needs to take that next step in their program, a leader like that who shows everybody else around him how much he cares about winning.
Now, Gary, along those lines, and listen, to me it was a moral victory, even though Coach Fritz wouldn't acknowledge that you got to win.
Sure.
Considering, look, preseason at Oklahoma right there up with Alabama, and you're going to Norman. But Coach Fritz, this is a pregame assessment. We've run the ball very effectively in the last 5 years, and we're going to continue to be able to keep doing that. But we got to throw the ball more effectively. Where do you think that going forward, considering they got one game under their belt, but that strategy?
Yeah, I mean, I think he came to a realization a few years ago. He's never talked about it publicly, but the offense he came into Tulane with, the running about 80% of the time, was not going to get it done. So he fired his offensive coordinator. He brought in a new offensive coordinator, switched the offense around. Tulane had a lot of success throwing the ball the last 2 years, but they were still primarily a run team because they didn't have the quarterback. Now they do have the quarterback to throw. Michael Pratt came in last year, showed it, but he was still a true freshman. Now he's in his second year, and they brought in Chip Long to replace Will Hall. And Chip Long, when has Tulane had an offensive coordinator with his credentials? Just 3 years ago, he was a finalist for the Broyles Award for the best assistant in the country at Notre Dame when they made the college football playoff. This guy knows what he's doing. I loved what I saw in the Oklahoma game because, one, it looked exactly like what I'd seen in the preseason. Tulane struggled in preseason practice against their defense because their defense knew what was coming. But the crossing routes, the tight end, the getting the tight ends involved, the mixing it up, and the fact that they did throw most of the time against a team they just simply weren't going to be able to whip at the line of scrimmage was just a really impressive performance. And I feel really good about the Tulane offense with Chip Long at the controls. I think Tulane will run more against teams that they know they can run against. But it, you're wasting your time when you're trying to pound the line of scrimmage against guys that are better than you up front. And I thought it was a really smart game plan that Tulane had against Oklahoma. And I think that'll be very effective down the road against good teams.
Yeah. Gary, when you look at it, like you said, Morgan State, you got to take care of business at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Then you got UAB at East Carolina, then Houston, and you go on and on. But after only one game, what are you pleasantly surprised about, or maybe what you're still disappointed about, heading into the Morgan State game?
Well, the pleasant surprise is the offense, just because it didn't look very good in the preseason. Chip Long, he actually said one day that he kind of wanted them to fail a little bit in the preseason because the preseason doesn't matter in practice against each other. He wanted them to have some doubts. He wanted them to go into the season with an edge, and because that offense that played against Oklahoma, I mean, they played a scrimmage where the offense never scored a touchdown against the defense. Whoa. First team offense, second team defense, nobody a few weeks ago. And there were some concerns. But then the game starts, and Michael Pratt's a gamer. He looked a heck of a lot better against Oklahoma than he did sometimes in practice. The concern, and it's been true since day one in preseason, is the drops from the receivers. They had about four against Oklahoma. It was a plague on them almost every day in practice, and it's pretty much team wide, and that's got to be fixed, because they made a lot of, that's the thing about the Oklahoma game, they almost won, but they made a lot of mistakes. They Pratt lost three fumbles in one quarter. In the second quarter, they dropped those passes, and those are the things that they're not going to get it done if they want to have the year they want to have and contend for a conference championship, and so that would be the concern going forward.
Gary Smith, Tulane beat reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, publisher of thewavereport.com. Always a pleasure, Gary. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.